against my will.
There have been so many times where I have been raped. Not by some man, some quote-unquote man that physically held me down and forced himself inside of me against my will. That way it's just too obvious. Not the someone tried to beat me up thing, because that's also old news. If you have done the research I have, if you've gone through what I have, if you have lived the life I have, because, you know, I should be above this. I should be a feminist with a capital fucking F. I guess with that in mind, I should not mind the catcalls or the whistles or the fact that the word woman is just man with a couple of letters tacked on. She is he with an S. Like we're an extension of them. Or the fact that men look first at me by looking at my breasts and not my eyes. I should be aware that a woman with power instills fear, and a woman with the power in a company can still be demoted outside of the company, where she can still be downplayed. I can handle the jokes about being blonde or being dumb or being bold. I can hear the line always said insultingly that we have to be irrational because we're just so damn emotional. I mean, how can you trust something that bleeds for 5 days every month and doesn't die? Fine. If they want to brush off everything that makes us strong, fine. If they can say that we can't hold a job, fine. We will just depend on you for money and work on our own jobs, on our own time, and stash enough money away for our own little nest eggs. And just how money are you boys going to have when it comes to the end of your family line? How much of a life are you boys going to have when it comes to the end of your family line? How much happens?